whatever we do, we have to start with ourselves in business. Like, we can tweak and we can use strategy and we can use psychology in our marketing efforts and stuff like that. But where it has to start is that it has to be about us. It has to be about how we like to communicate, how we like to show up. The person that we are has to be at the heart of what it is that we do, how we deliver our services, how we market our services, how we sell our services. And especially for people who want to feel aligned with themselves, people who are kind and who don't want to sort of be caught in this manipulative used car sales type marketing. There's this desire to do things in a way that feels aligned with our values. Part of what I'm trying to do with them is let them hear themselves as thought leaders. Because I think a lot of people who are in that space are like, oh, but I don't know anything yet. And they know so much. And so they're being sort of humble about sharing their knowledge or sharing their story, because there are people who are more successful or more experienced. And all of that is true, but they still have this very unique point of view and this very unique voice that will appeal to specific people. And that will contribute to the pantheon of voices that is out there in positive ways. The thing that stands out to me most about the feedback that I get from people that work with me is that they just have a simple, relaxed conversation, right? Like, there's no bells, no whistles. It's a cup of tea, we have a laugh, we just chat away to each other. And then they get that conversation back in the form of an article. And suddenly there's this transformation, I think, that happens. They suddenly see their expertise. Kathy said, like, oh, it gives it extra street cred. It creates that credibility. But I think maybe even more so than credibility to the outside world, it makes people feel more credible and more authoritative and more like a thought leader. So maybe I'm transforming people into thought leaders just by giving them that you have profound and interesting stuff to share with the world and you don't have to worry about that. And I think it can just give people the confidence to then step out, whether it's within their own marketing or now suddenly they may feel like, oh, actually, let me see if I can do some PR stuff. Because now I've experienced in a sort of safe environment that I can say some interesting things that can be made into an interesting resource. It's transforming people into thought leaders. And I think that's a big step that we take when we are in that sort of, you know, year three of our business. We have to sort of develop this confidence in our skill set and in our knowledge and in our abilities that we can just, when we say something, there's something to it, right? Like, we don't have to be embarrassed about our opinions about the field that we operate in. We know enough now that we can share our insights. So maybe for those people, it is time to speak out in more profound ways on their own media channels, but also maybe it's time to start getting some speaking gigs. Maybe it's time to get yourself onto some more podcasts. It's time to shine your light. It's time to step out.